Good evening. Welcome once again to Night Train on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles. I'm John Green, your host. And for the next 2 hours, I'll be bringing you jazz. Some of the musicians on tonight's show include the Modern Jazz Quartet, saxophonist Donald Harrison, clarinet player Eddie Daniels, another saxophonist, Wayne Shorter. As usual, we have three featured CDs on the show. The first of those is the new one, at least newly released, from Jazz at the Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis and John Batiste on the piano playing the music of John Lewis. About halfway through the show, we have another in our seven classic albums of Eddie Lockjaw Davis. This one, Looking at Monk, with Johnny Griffin, released originally on the Riverside label in 1961. Then we're going to finish the show off with a new one from singer-pianist Eliane Elias. Dance of Time, it's called, and it is on the Concord Jazz label. So, lots of good jazz. Hope you enjoy the show. Thank you. The Modern Jazz Quartet there. That's from a SWR Music Jazz House release, a German label. This was originally recorded back in 1956 in Stuttgart, Germany, and supposedly lost, and then re-released fairly recently on the, as I said, SWR Music label. The tune we heard there was the Milt Jackson tune, Bluesology. Now, the Modern Jazz Quartet consists of Milt Jackson on the vibes, Percy Heath on the bass, and Connie Kay on the drums, and of course, the leader, composer, arranger, John Lewis on the piano. That works nicely into the first of our three featured CDs tonight, which is from the Jazz at the Lincoln Center Orchestra, with Lewinton Marsalis, and featuring John Batiste on the piano. The recordings on this particular CD were actually recorded live at the Lincoln Center back in 2013, but only recently released. And it features the music of the late John Lewis, as I said, the leader of the Modern Jazz Quartet. Thank you.
the going, Doug Womble. Please join me in welcoming the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra to the stage, everybody.
Jonathan Baptiste, John Lewis.
It's a great pleasure for me to be here tonight to address the musical achievements of John Lewis and contribute to the wonderful atmosphere here at Jazz at Lincoln Center. That last composition was by John Lewis, and it was entitled Django. It was a dedication to Django Reinhardt, the great gypsy jazz guitarist. And this next composition is also a dedication to a historian who he met in Paris when he was studying, where he also met Django. He met this guy named Charles Delaunay. And this is entitled Delaunay's Dilemma. And it gives me a great pleasure to introduce members of the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra to join me on this composition. How about a round of applause for Ali Jackson on the drums? On bass, Carlos Enriquez. On trombone, Chris Crenshaw. On saxophone, Ted Nash. And on trumpet, Artistic Director of Jazz at Lincoln Center, Wynton Marsalis.
Thank you.
The Jazz at the Lincoln Center Orchestra from their new release. The Jazz at the Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis. This 2012-2013 concert season, and these recordings selected from that season, the music of John Lewis, played by John Batiste. If you were listening to the introduction there, you heard the names of most of the musicians on that CD. Jazz at the Lincoln Center Orchestra on the Blue Engine Records label. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Now, Donald Harrison. Thank you. Donald Harrison there. On the saxophones, John Lampkin on the drums, Andrew Adair on the piano, Reuben Rogers on the bass, and Rodney Jones on guitar. Free to Be was the name of the CD, released in 1999 on the Impulse Records label. The tune we heard, Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Now it's time for our Eddie Lockjaw Davis segment. This from the Real Gone Jazz 4-CD box set of the 7 classic albums of Eddie Lockjaw Davis, most of which feature the saxophonist Johnny Griffin. This particular CD, Looking at Monk, originally released, as I said, on the Riverside record label back in 1961.